I call on Dr. Elizabeth Kitikiti to make her valedictory statement.
Tēnā rā tātou katoa. E tika ana ki a tuku mihi ki ngā atua, ngā kaitiaki me ngā tupua e karapoti nei e tātou i tēnei wā. Ki te hunga mate, koutou kua riro atu, koutou kua takahia i ngā tapuwai o ngā matua tipuna. Ki a Georgina Baia, Pat McGill, Aki Piper, Patsy Tamihire, e moi, moi mai rā i tō moinga roa. Ka huri mai ki te hunga ora. Te ati awa, Ngāti Mutunga, o te rā Taranaki whānui, tēnei te mihi ki a koutou. Ka tuku mihi hoki ki ngā kaiwhakarite mana whenua o Paremata, kura moi ahu korua ko Ali Haupapa. Te māngai e te mana whakawā, ka tū koe ki tō ake mana, ki te mana o ngā iwi o te tai hauā uru hoki. Thank you so much for your support and advice, especially over the past few months. I also acknowledge the former Speaker, the Right Honourable Trevor Mallard, who once sent me a note in the House to say that my purple sequin jacket was stretching the definition of business attire. But shout out to Parliamentary Services, who indeed are the best people supporting the best Parliament in the world, and especially my relationship manager, Jane McKenzie, and those who have supported my office as we've transitioned. Ka mihi au ki a koutou, ko oku hoa mahi, tōku whānau me oku hoa. Oku hoa katoa, kua tai mai. Tēnā rā, tātou katoa. Greetings to my colleagues, my whānau, all of our friends and community people who are here in person and watching online as we hashtag paint Parliament purple one more time. I have gathered you here to tell you a story. It is a story of hope, of expectation, of hard work and very late nights, of laughter and of tears. Not mine though, apparently I'm not allowed to cry. There is scandal, because no one is surprised that I would challenge the powers that be. But there's also betrayal, because the powers that be don't like to be challenged. And as number four on the Green Party initial list this year, I thought I was on a heartwarming two-part series, and it turns out I was on Survivor and I did not see the blind side coming. However, it is ultimately a story of triumph, because very few people ever get to be an MP. And I sit proudly on my seat up in the naughty corner because it is an incredible honour to serve those who put me here. And I will work hard for them every day. Mihi atu ki te pāti o ACT for granting me this space to speak to you all here tonight. As I said in my maiden speech, change happens at many levels. And for some change, for takatāpui, Māori and rainbow whānau, it can only happen here. And I'm really proud of the things I've helped usher through. Because real power and real change lies in community. And with whānau, where I come from and where I gladly return. In 2020, I came in as part of the most diverse Green Caucus ever. And with four rainbow MPs, we proudly claimed to be the proudest party and the proudest parliament in the world. I continue to hold out hope for our next trans, non-binary or intersex representative who will one day follow in the footsteps of the late and great Georgina Baia. I came into the Green Party and eventually into Parliament after over 40 years of working for our people on Te Tiriti o Waitangi and Kaupapa Māori things and over 35 years on youth development and rainbow issues. My focus has always been on our health and our well-being and for suicide and violence prevention. I led the Māori strategy as chair of Te Mā Tāwaka, the Māori Pacifica caucus of the Greens, and shout out to the incredible Te Mā Tāwaka staff who supported that mahi. Tēnā rā koutou katoa. A highlight was our meetings with the authors of Matike Mai and He Puapua to focus our efforts for the rights of tangata whenua, radically shift the way we make decisions together in this country, and to work towards a future our ancestors dreamed of when they signed Te Tiriti o Waitangi. We supported occupations around the motu, including at Ihumātau, Putiki, Aotea and Mowhenua. We encourage whānau, hapū and iwi to reach out to us so we could work alongside them, using our platform and resources to amplify and progress their kaupapa. Operation Pātiki Ki Kohu Pātiki Marae reached out to us through the Greens Hawke's Bay Te Mātaua Māui branch, and welcome to both of those rōpū who are represented here today. In February 2022, Aki Piper, known as Te Kuini o Te Awa, shared a vision to restore the Māori of Te Awa and enhance the well-being of the people through the return of its original name, Ngaruroro ki Moko Tuararo ki Rangatira. We supported their petition, two full applications to the Geographic Board, visiting Hastings nearly every month and talking almost every day on the phone. In June, we celebrated that success. It was an exciting, exciting day with the official renaming of Te Awa o Moko Tuararo. We were devastated when only a month later, Aki passed away. In her sleep, her legacy lives on, and my office will stay committed to Operation Pātiki in her memory. Another favourite was when the whānau of Te Waimanakākū, who are also represented here tonight, reached out to us a year ago. I was proud to host them here in Parliament, and they shared their vision of their people with jobs and houses on their own whenua, and the devastating impact of the sudden halt of a joint hapū government project that had promised, or they thought had promised, to bring their vision to reality. After I raised questions in the House and arranged meetings for them with ministers and their officials, they had their deposits returned and the project looks set to resume. Now, those houses aren't built yet, but again, we remain committed to supporting them until one day we're seeing those being built and the whānau back home. It is in the rainbow space that we have been the most transformative government. Shout out to Rainbow Greens who were with me every step of the way, and several of whom are here in the House. In 2021, the Greens led the news at Waitangi for the first time, talking about takatāpui rights and banning conversion therapy. My record-breaking petition was launched at Auckland Pride and garnered over 150,000 signatures in 1 week, pressuring the government to pass legislation sooner rather than later. I joined the Justice Select Committee for the also record-breaking numbers of submissions and hearings. I also joined the Governance and Administration Committee for the BDMRR to ensure that our trans, non-binary and intersex whānau could more easily change their birth certificates. We've made progress for those people who are born here, but there's work to do on those who are born overseas. We will keep going. One of my single proudest things is putting the term takatāpui into legislation for the first time in the Pai Ora legislation after so very long of researching, promoting and advocating. To be able to do that was an incredible, incredible thing for me. And my members' bill, I put that in the biscuit tin, like just around my maiden speech, and it got drawn just in time to exist, and we'll see what happens in the next government. But it was the human rights prohibition of discrimination on grounds of gender identity and expression and variations of sex characteristics amendment bill, again putting a stake in the ground in law for our trans, non-binary and intersex whānau. And a quick shout out to the Human Rights Commission and the cross-party parliamentary rainbow group. We have supported Ida Hobbit and loosely, through our respective parties, contributed to all the legislation that has happened in this area. So that was some of the great stuff. There were other things not so great. A few months ago, I had a falling out with the co-leaders of the Green Party, which led to my resignation from the party and my retirement from Parliament. I don't know if anyone here noticed it. It was handled quite discreetly. And actually, it was not fun. Day after day, week after week, month after month, I watched while increasingly unfounded and increasingly elaborate allegations were made about me. They also claimed that these issues were being resolved by some sort of process that they had underway. I categorically dispute all such allegations. So this email was sent to my lawyer from the so-called process team, dated 7:14 p.m. Wednesday, 3rd of May, a full 4 weeks after the original incident. And I quote, as previously discussed, please find attached draft terms of reference for the next steps in our process. You will note that the listed complainants are just Marama and James. This is because we have not received formal complaints from anyone else at this time. So to recap, no formal complaints, no natural justice, and never a process, let alone a tikanga-based one. I consider this to be an epic failure of leadership. I've been a leader for most of my life and mentored many other leaders, especially amongst our young rainbow people. So here's some tips on how to be a good leader. If a staff person or MP expresses concerns with how they're being treated, address it immediately. Follow a good faith and restorative process. If a staff member or MP is bringing concerns about racism or other behaviour from other MPs and senior staff, perhaps address those issues. If allegations have been made about someone, perhaps talk to that person to clarify the facts before you start vilifying them in public. And lastly, if your organisation has a clear principle of non-violence, perhaps do not engage in ongoing abusive behaviour. Many people have asked, even after all this, why I still support the Green Party. I support the vote in the House, except, of course, for the therapeutic bill. But I am as committed to our charter principles as of ecological wisdom, social responsibility, appropriate decision-making and non-violence as I ever was. I support the Green Kaupapa and policies, several of which I helped write and use Māori frameworks I created, as in fact the entire restructure of the party was based on a Māori framework I created. Some of the people I love and trust the most in this world are Green Party members, including my wife, under duress, and my staff, Kerry Papi, and the former party co-convener, Wiremu Wiretana. And I'm mihi to all the Green members from across the country who are in the House here tonight. Particularly to the other former party co-convener, Penny Lynch, and her girls who are here all the way from Munich. Because I still think of this as my party, and one day I plan to be back. I've got work to do, but I will never apologise for calling out racism, homophobia and transphobia wherever it occurs. Speaking of calling out, like many people, I thought the theatre of the debating chamber was indicative of relationships in this House, but of course it is not. The thing that most surprised me when I became an MP was how collegial it was. And we know we get most of the real work done in our select committees and cross-party parliamentary groups. I am such a big fan of a House Select Committee. I am so proud to do that work, and it is the time when I most feel like a lawmaker is in that space working with my colleagues. I have such huge respect for the chairs and the members of that committee. And just a shout out to the staff who do incredible work. We've gone through 67 petitions in our job, and I have appointed myself as the editor-in-chief of all reports and papers that come through that committee. I also became co-chair of the Parliamentary Friendship Group for North America with my colleague Nicola Gregg, and I'm a member of the Europe Friendship Group that involves hosting a meeting online with dignitaries across those regions. Last year, my highlight was visiting colleagues in 6 European countries in just 2 weeks, including seeing the European Parliament in action. And listening to Paul Goldsmith play music of a Lithuania composer on a grand piano in Lithuania. Less fun was when our entire delegation's luggage went missing and it chased us across Europe for the last week. I was also part of the New Zealand Parliamentary Population and Development Group and supported events by the Commonwealth Women Parliamentarians. A highlight for me was the combined celebration we held last year for being the first parliament in the world to get 50% women representation. But I am most proud of being chair of the Wa'at Committee. Shout out to Tasha Fernandez and the crew for their stellar work. We opened Te Papakura Gallery and increased the representation of women and Māori artists in the collection with the purchase of 6 new major works. This is a workplace unlike any other. Being in Parliament leaves its mark on all of us. like I never used to work with the TV on. But now Parliament TV has been the soundtrack of the last 3 years. Now, not only can I recognise every single voice in this House without looking, I don't know how I will function without hearing the dulcet tones of Andrew Bailey or Grant Robinson, or hearing the Honourable Ginny Anderson tell the Honourable Mark Mitchell one more time, including today, quote, how the 1,800 extra police will help New Zealanders feel safe. I have never taken this job for granted because the goal was never to be an MP. The goal was to do what only an MP could do. Now I know how everything works. I can operate better as an advocate in the future. I said in my maiden speech that I would work respectfully across the House, and I hope that my colleagues have found this to be so. And that regardless of who is in government after the dust settles, those MPs who remain will take my call if I ring. And to be clear, I'm not starting my own lobby company. Only because none of the communities I represent can afford to pay me. After Parliament, I will put my energy back into my research and ensuring Paiora actually delivers everything it claims it will for Māori, Pacifica, women, rainbow people, people with disabilities in rural areas and with rare disorders. Now, I promised a triumphant end to the story. When I became an independent MP, we heard the horror stories of previous independents who struggled without the machinery of their party. I aimed to, number one, be the best independent MP ever in this Parliament, and number two, to go out in style. History will decide the first, and I would like to thank all of you here today for helping create the second. My colleagues, you are all welcome to join our party tonight. There will be food, drink, a cashless cash bar, and dancing. Shout out to my favourite band, Whitechapel Jack, who have come down from Auckland to perform for us. Because if you want to catch up with me, you will need to go onto the dance floor. Finally, as I like to say, why do we get up in the morning if not to change the world? I've done that in every other part of my life, and with all of you, I've done that here, and I'll strive to keep doing it after I leave. Because this is not the end of my story. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, kia ora hui hui mai tātou katoa.